Jim, good to have you on News and Views.
Good to be with you, Joel. How are you?
Well, I want to compliment you just to show my bias in this interview. I think that what you're doing by trying to put together a system of protecting certain places in North Dakota is really good. I'm hearing from people both from the east to the west, the north and the south about that. To explain to people what you're attempting here.
Well, what we're attempting to do is to really reach a balance that the Industrial Commission is required by statute to reach when it regulates the development of our natural gas and oil resources in North Dakota. That's all pursuant to the provision of the North Dakota Century Code that says that it's in the public interest to encourage and promote the development and production of our oil and gas, but also says we need to do so in a way that protects all of the rights, including those of the landowners, the royalty owners, producers, and the general public. And so as we do that, we find really that there probably is no stickier issue that comes up when there are questions about where you're going to put a rig. And the first thing that we need to realize and understand and agree to is that private people own most of those mineral acres, and they have a right to have them developed both statutorily and constitutionally. So we're not intending to stop that. But we do think that it's important that when you're planning on putting an oil rig up, that we have a discussion about where is it going to be on a particular tract of land, what efforts are the companies going to think about in order to mitigate the impact, because there's lots of things with modern technology that can be done, including just something as simple as painting the pump jack to match with the property or with the surroundings, or even with horizontal drilling that can take place from 2 miles and sometimes more. We have lots of options to talk about things, and then even things like those eco pads, the multi-pad well sites, can have a real positive impact because that reduces the number of roads you have to build. It can justify and thereby reduces the number of the amount of truck traffic you have. It can justify an earlier development of the pipelines that are necessary to remove oil and gas and make it much more economical. And so all I'm thinking about is something that really shouldn't be that controversial, though in some respects it has been. But do what just about every other governmental body does. Take, for example, the Public Service Commission. You can't, nobody can just place a windmill wherever they want. What they do is the companies come in, they submit a plan of how they want to develop and build those windmills, and then they notify the public. The public has a right to comment on it, and then the elected officials on the PSC make a decision, just like county commissions, township boards, the legislature, any governmental body does.
Does this make you anti-oil?
I'm not anti-oil. You know, I think that we in North Dakota, first of all, we have a statute that says we're to encourage the development of our natural resources of oil and gas, and we have the same thing for coal. We're for that. You know, we are very lucky here in North Dakota, and the development that we're seeing on balance is a very good thing. Though nobody knows as well as I do, probably, that there are challenges that come with it, too. This is one of them. I see the crime issues that we worry about and so forth. And I think we can do it, and I think we can do this right, and I think we can do it in a way that makes sure that the public is assured we have a process, that we're managing this in a responsible way.
These men are friends of yours and colleagues and people you like working with, but it seems that when it comes to these extraordinary places that you're at odds with other members of the Industrial Commission, like Doug Goring and Jack Dalrymple. Are they coming around to your way of thinking, or where is this going to go?
You know, I think the governor has indicated he's supportive of the idea. I think Doug is, too. We've put forth the policy. It's not going to be a rule or regulation anymore, which I think eases a lot of the concerns, because doing it that way, some of the developers thought that it might encourage people to think that they had a private right of action to sue us and turn these decisions over to the courts. So we've changed that by making it a rule or regulation. It's much more rigid than it needs to be. And if we do a policy, and I think the one we're promulgating and opening for public discussion is a reasonable way to do it, and people have a right to comment on it for the next 3 weeks or so. And I'm hopeful that we'll be able to convince people that this is a pretty responsible approach.
Is there going to need to be legislative action?
Not if we adopt the policy. This is just the Industrial Commission, pursuant to the authority the statute gives us, exercising our responsibility to balance all of these various interests. I've quoted some of the statute to you. Balance those interests. That's what we do. And I don't think that we'll need any legislative action on it.
Okay, I want to talk just a little bit in the remaining time we have about crime out in the oil patch and what the people of the Williston Basin are having to deal with. We heard of another drug bust last week. I know that you're very in tune with what's happening on a federal level as well. You correspond with them. Is it safe to raise a family out in the oil patch right now?
You know, it is safe. North Dakota is and will continue to be one of the safest places in the country to raise a family. But that's not to minimize some of the issues that you see going on. We have a very robust reaction and proactive approach to what we're doing out in the West. Fortunately, the legislature gave me $16.6 million to provide grants for local law enforcement to put cops in cars out on the roads and on the streets of the cities. That's a good thing. And I will say this, too. We have a very good working relationship. I think we're the envy of the nation when it comes to the kind of working relationship we have with the U.S. attorney, with the federal law enforcement authorities, as well as our folks at the Bureau of Criminal Investigation and local sheriffs and police. We're a very good working relationship. We are working very hard. You see the results of that operation, the operation that we that was announced last week by Tim Purdon was a cooperative effort, and we have made some serious arrests of some very serious players out there, and that's a very good thing. We're focusing as well on human trafficking and the sex trade that's prevalent not just there but across the state of North Dakota. And I think that it's really incumbent on us to make sure that we are doing everything we can in the area of crime, because people do worry about it, and they want to know, and they need to know that their government's being responsive, and we are.
Are you able to find the law enforcement officers that you need in Western North Dakota when housing is an issue, when pay is an issue? Can you retain them?
We are. We find that we're finding good applicants that come in to North Dakota. I think the grants that we've offered are something that are very useful, because we want to, as I mentioned, put people out on the street, but they need to be adequately trained, properly equipped, and affordably housed. And so we have met many of those needs with these grants that we've announced last week and have throughout the course of the last biennium. I think the next legislature, to whom I have to report on what we did with this funding, are going to be impressed that we invested the money wisely. And that there will be, and we will be able to show results, and I think they'll be encouraged to provide additional funding for the next biennium.
Attorney General Stengem, thanks for your time, sir.
You bet. Anytime, Joel. Thanks.
You bet. Appreciate it, Wayne. You know, there's things going on. Either you ignore them or you deal with them. I will tell you this: I don't want to wake up and see a bunch of oil derricks in the Badlands. That isn't what I want, and I don't want to see them in some of these pristine places. I think that getting public input to where they can say, the people that actually live there and do that, they should be able to weigh in on this. So I think the Attorney General's on to something, and I think that we need to support him in that. All right, when we come back, well, we'll start taking your phone calls. Also, Senator Heidi Heitkamp on the Farm Bill right after this.
This is your captain speaking. We've reached our cruising altitude of 30,000 feet.